everyone. We are have the schos today to start the Chelek Hei Mishnah Berurah. We are up to Siman Tov Chaf Tes, which is page 3, the first page number on in Hilchos in Chelek Hei is page 3. So here we go. Sheinovna Bnei Mechol Chodesh Nisan. That's the topic over here, but that is not the topic we're going to discuss today. That's really Sif Bet. The Sif Aleph is a Gemara that you've seen, that you guys are learning Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara and Davavam and Aleph that tells us Shoalim Vedorshim Hilchos Pesach Kodam Pesach Shloshim Yom. You are supposed to Shoal Vedorish Hilchos Pesach before Pesach, 30 days before Pesach. That is the din that is brought down on in the Gemara and Daf Vav and Aleph, and he brings a raya over there that Moshe Rabbeinu got up and started teaching the halachas of Pesach Sheni on during Pesach Rishon, which is 30 days before the Chag. And that's paskened over here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Shoalim Bilchas Pesach, Kodon LePesach, Shloshim Yom. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Raya that the Gemara brings down, Shari Moshe Omid, Sifkan Aleph, Shari Moshe Omid Pesach Rishon, Umazhirin Al Kol Hilchos Pesach Sheni. During Pesach Rishon, he was teaching the halachas of Pesach Sheni. Okay, so that is the Makor over here of this din. The first thing we have to understand over here is what is Pshat Shoalin V'Dorshin Be'Hilchos HaPesach. What does this mean? What does this mean? So Rashi, on our Sugya and Rashi in a couple different places in Shas, and this is the Shita of Rov Rishonim, says it how you probably understood. That means you're supposed to be Osek in the Halachas of Hilchos Pesach 30 days. It used to be, the Rav used to give drashas for 30 days, they would teach the halachas of Pesach, Kodem HaPesach. That's Rashi and Rov Rishonim. So we're Mekayim this din about, I don't know, 90 days before Pesach right now. So that is that's that din. However, the Ran and the Rashi point to another Gemara, and that is the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Over there it seems like it's talking about teaching the halachas. And over there it says, if you guys have seen the end of Maseches Megillah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, Moshe Tikein Lahem LeYisrael Shiyu Shoalim V'Dorshin B'Hilchos HaPesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. It taught over there, it very sounds like our Gemara over there, that you're supposed to teach the halachas during Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres Shavuos and Hilchos Chag B'Chag. However, there's something that's left out over there in the Gemara, and that is Shloshim Yom. It doesn't say anything about Shloshim Yom over there. It sounds like on the Chag itself, you have a din of learning the halacha. So therefore, the Ran and the Rashba say, our Gemara and Pesachim, that Vavim and Aleph, is not talking about learning the halachas. That's the Gemara and Megillah, that Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So what is our Gemara talking about? So he talks, it says it's a specific din. If a Rav, two people come to a Rav with a Shiloh, there's a line of people coming to a Rav with a Shiloh. You can look and run on your Sugya and Daf Vavim and Aleph, and it says if two people come to the Rav with a Shiloh, one is a Hilchos Tzitzis Shiloh, and one's a Hilchos Pesach Shiloh. So from 30 days before Pesach, the Rav has a Chiyuv to answer the Pesach Shiloh first. Okay, that's what Sholim Vidarsim means, that when the Rav is Shoal, when they ask the Rav a question, they're Shoal at the Rav a Shayla, he has to be master him first. That's the din where it's not talking about teaching Allah, it's just the din when someone goes to the Rav with a Shayla. That's what how they explain the Gemara over there. But to actually learn the halachas, obviously you have to learn halachas all the time, you have to know halachas. But the chiyuv of doing it, that's only on the Chag itself. That is how the Ran and the Rashba learn out. Okay, those two dinim, those two perishim are brought down over here in our Berlacha, over here in Dibur HaMasel Shoalim. It says over there, Petur Issa Shoalim V'Dorshin. Okay, if you notice, our Mechaber left out the word Dorshin, just says Shoalim. The Rif only has the Gers of Shualim. There's no Nafkamina. The Kavana Achasu, it really means one thing. Lisa Velitain Behilchos of Pesach Kodam Pesach. It means to learn the Lachos of Pesach Kodam Pesach. Vechain Isa Barashi, Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin, Ubabakama Kufi Gimel, She Dorshim Barab Milchos of Pesach Kodam Pesach. Shlosim Yom. As we said before, the Shita of Rashi, and that is the Shita, as we'll soon see in the Ber Halacha of Rov Rishonim, holding means to learn the Halachas. Achein Beran Perakama de Psachim Ubekara Perakama de Begillo Amar. Demasha Amar Shoalin Hainu de Bezaz Manim Bo Beis Talmidim Ve'achad Shal Bilchos Pesach Niskakin Lo Kodem Dubachal Shol Kinyan. Since he's asking Minyan de Yom, 30 days before Pesach is considered Minyan de Yom. Fine, so that's the other thing. You don't have a specific chiyuv to learn the halachas 30 days before Pesach. Rach b'Pesach gufa v'zel mashish shenim Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashlam tikin leYisrael shu darshin melchas Pesach v'Pesach helchas aseres batseres helchas chag b'chag like we learned before. Lefikach dia kam belashen shu'alin levad. And that's why the Ran jumps on the word shu'alin. What does shu'alin does mean to learn? It means to ask. However, then goes on the Bar Halacha of Kama Rishonim Pligu Alayu. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rashba and the Ran. Rashi Bil Kama Kolos V'Tosfos Bar Kama the Gil Daf Dalet V'Harokeach V'Chule. He goes and gives you a laundry list of many Rishonim who holds like this. And then about 15 lines down, he says Shuvatzati B'Shultis like this, and he brings down the. The Baal Itar, I believe, also Baal Hilchos Gedolos. He says, therefore, he says about four lines before it gets wide. In Kein Nimsa, Das Aran V'Arash V'Yichidoy Name Neged Kol Hashem Niskel El. Therefore, we see that the Ran and the Rashba, they are Das Yachids over here. That it doesn't mean learning the halachas; it means the Rav who gets the Shaila. They are Das Yachid over here. Keneged Kol Rishonim, and therefore, you see over here the Bar Halacha is going with the stamp shot of Rashi and Rav Rishon over here. It means you have a chiyav to learn the halachas of Pesach, Kodesh Pesach, Shloshim Yom. Oh, if Cain were left with, what are they going to do with the Gemara over there in Megillah, that Flamed Beis, which sounds like there's a Chiyuv to learn the Lachas on the Chag? So the Beis Yosef gives certain answers over here. One answer could be that in a Hanami there's also the Chiyuv to learn on the Chag itself over there. What happens in Pesach, you need, there's a lot of Halachas so you learn 30 days before. However, the Grot and the Bach, he quotes the Gro over here. If you look side one line down in the wide lines, he says, "Ubira Gro Mashu de Mefarish." The Gro sounds like he explains the Gemara and Megillah to mean the following: "Deina Kavana Dafgal Yom Chag Levad." When it says that Moshe was attacking to learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, it didn't mean only on the Chag itself. Rak al Yom Chag V'Kol Zman Shemikodim. It means to be prepared for the Chag. To learn enough time beforehand that you know the halachas of the Chag, coming into the Chag. So the Bach and the Gra write the Gemara Megillah and Pesachim are not so sir each other. They basically mean the same thing. The Gemara Megillah is just telling you, of course you have to learn the halachas on the Chag itself. But it means to prepare yourself enough ahead of time that you're going to be prepared, they're going to know the halachas when the Chag comes in. So that's how they're miyashiv the Gemara Megillah. With the Gemara and Pesachim, that there's not going to be a stira within it. Okay, so that's how they understand over here, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's saying that it's going to go with the first pshat, that means to learn the halachas, and therefore we have a chiyav to learn the halachas of Pesach 30 days beforehand. Okay, that is going to be a chiyav on all klais, and there's a metakona to start learning the halachas 30 days beforehand. Fine. That's by Pesach. What about other chagim? Is there a chiyav? This is a din in Hilchos Pesach. You have a daik from Mechaber over here. That is a din of Pesach. Doesn't bring down Hilchos Sukkos. He doesn't bring it down in Hilchos Shavuos. It sounds like it's a din in Pesach. And therefore, there are those Rishonim who dafka hold like this. Since Pesach has a lot of halachas, that you don't have other things, you have all the din of preparing the house, b'tikos chametz, and beer chametz, and you have to prepare the matzahs, there's all a lot of halachas of Hilchos Pesach, is how to prepare kosher matzahs for Pesach. Okay, there's a lot of things to learn. However, if we medayik from the Gra and the Bach that we just learned, they learned the Gemara Megillah, which says specifically, Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Chag b'Chag, and Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres. He says that's also a din in preparing for the Chag. So you see, according to the Bach and the Gra, there's a din of learning all the halachas of all the Chagim before the time to prepare yourself for those Chagim. That's what's the Hemshich over in the Mishnah Berurah. He says over here, second line in, you should also do 30 days before them to burn. Hilchos Sukkos has a ton of halachas also. How to build the sukkah, how to make your lulav and esrog. There's a lot of halachas there also. However, what about Shavuos? So he says, I'm a bear grosh, a dite to the Shavuos has very little amount of halachas. There's not so many halachas, a couple of pages in the Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Shavuos. Okay, you eat milchiks. Okay, there's not too many things to learn over there. So therefore, Shavuos, you start Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you have got a few days, 5-6 days before Shavuos, that's when you're going to start learning the halachas of Shavuos. So you see over here, that's that pshat. Then he brings down the Yesh Omri. Some say the chiyuv of shloshim yom is dafka on Pesach mishum diyesh ben melachos rabos kigon tchinas chitim vafias matzos to grind lechita the wheat and to bake the matzos vagalas kelim. You have to clean your house for Pesach and get your kelim ready for Pesach ubir chametz. So she'elu imein dosen otam yechosein kono Pesach leislam to kono Pesach. If you don't do it 30 days, you're not going to know the halachas of Pesach bichlal, and therefore it's a din dafka in Pesach. The end of the day. Definitely, what he's pointing out over here, you should be ready for the Chagim. It happens to be that Sukkot a lot of times falls through the cracks in terms of learning halachas, because everyone in Elul is preparing for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You learn the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, maybe you'll have time for Yom Kippur during Seder to make tshuva. By the time Sukkot comes down, you have 4 or 5 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and no one has time to learn all of Hilchos Sukkot. So you have to prepare yourself ahead of time to make sure you know those halachas also. The Iker is, obviously, to understand the halachas, to prepare, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman even held, quoted in Shlomo Zalman Moed, that if you have a regular shir, they should switch the shir to learn the Yoni Diyoma of the Chagim before the Chagim. And the time he said, Hilchos Tzitzis applies all year round. It's true that a lot of halachas apply all year round. At the end of the day, we can't learn everything at all times. But he says to prepare yourself for the Chagim, that's a very, very chashuv inyan, and therefore one has to learn the halachas well. Okay, we'll get to the Siv Katan Beis, which talks about the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha and the Shabbos Agadol Drasha, when we get to Shabbos Agadol in a couple simanim over here. Okay, the point though is over here, it sounds like over here it's machlokas in the Achronim over here, or maybe possibly even in the Rishonim, whether this din of Shloshim Yom Korban Chag Mamish counts, Mamish is chelik of the din of Sholim Behilchos Pesach Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom or not. Then today you have to know the lachas like the Shulchan Acharav writes Beferish over here in Siv Katan Gimel, because you have to realize, as Rashi pointed out, it used to be the minhag that the Rav of the community would start litching the lachas berabim, they would dorish berabim during this whole tkufa. Says the Shulchan Acharav, quote unquote, the daras halalu she'ein achacham shonu l'talmidim tilchos halachas. Nowadays, where the Rav does not teach the talmidim all the time the halachas, levisha kol katu b'svarim. Since everything is anyways written in the svarim, mitzvah al kol echad v'echad shi'ilmos hilmod hilchos regel kol dam regel. So therefore, we see over here that you have a chiyuv upon yourself to get the right svarim, that you're in order to prepare yourself for the chagim ahead of time in order to mekayim this din over here. What about Chanukah and Purim? So obviously, once again, you have to know the halachas. When you come into Chanukah, you don't know how to light the menorah. You're not going to yotz. But in terms of this din of Shloshim Yom, Kodem Achag, there is a specific takana over there. Tosos in Megillot, I believe it's Davov. Tosos over there says Beferish by Purim, and they learn who Adim Chanukah. There's no specific din of Dorshim Rabim Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. But once again, you have to know the halachas in order to get prepared for it. We'll just read the Ramah through, and we'll call it a day, and we'll come back to the dinin that he talks about tomorrow. Says the Ramah over here, U'minag liknos chitim l'chalkan l'anin l'tzarech Pesach. There is an inyan to buy what we call ma'os chitim in order to get chita, which means wheat, for the aniyim in order to prepare for Pesach, because back in the day people made their own matzahs. Okay, and the aniyim didn't have enough money to buy their own wheat to mekayim the obviously the most important mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore we started a minhag called ma'os chitim. They would every community would have their own ma'os chitim, and they would collect money for chitim at the time. The kol misha dar ba'ir, who's chayiv? Who's chayiv to give ma'os chitim in that specific city? Kol misha dar ba'ir, yud beis chodesh tzarich litein lazeh. Anyone who's living in the city for 12 months, he's renting an apartment, he doesn't know if he's going to be there for a long term, but he's already been there for 12 months, already the city could establish that this person needs to give ma'os chitim to this specific city. Bezrat Hashem will get more about this din tomorrow. Adkan for today.